Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMania.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week, I'm looking at three new movies, an action thriller, a dark comedy, and a fictional musical biopic, all about people who don't know when to stop. There's a middle-aged dad looking for a friend, a super fan looking for the object of her desire, and an elderly hitman in her declining years who refuses to retire. Friendship, written and directed by Andrew DeYoung. Craig, played by Tim Robinson, is an ordinary guy in the suburb who works at a tech communications firm. He's geeky and boorish with marginal social skills. He spends time with his wife, Katie, played by Kate Mara, who is in remission, and their teenage son, Steven, played by Jack Dylan Grazer. He likes watching TV or, for a real treat, ordering the dinner special at his favorite chain restaurant. But everything changes one day when a package is delivered to his house by mistake. He takes it over, rings the bell, and meets his neighbor for the first time. Austin, played by Paul Rudd, is everything Craig is not. He's suave, he's handsome, he's self-confident, he's even a minor celebrity as the weatherman on the local TV station. And he smiles at Craig. Wow, Craig is ensorcelled. And when Austin takes him under his wing for an adventure in the woods, he is absolutely thrilled. A real friend. But the bromance is short-lived when he makes a number of unforgivable faux pas at a get-together with Austin's entourage. He is canceled, and so is their friendship. But Craig refuses to accept it and vows to do anything to get Austin back again. And as his obsession grows, so does his hazardous behavior. Is Craig a stalker or just an unrequited friend? And how far is too far? Friendship is a very dark and very funny comedy about adult male friendships. Tim Robinson, best known for his show I Think You Should Leave, is, well, famous for his uncomfortable style of humor. This is comedy that makes you squirm, cringe, or look away. You can see the results of his terrible mistakes coming a mile away, but there's nothing you can do to stop it, and it's still painfully funny. Paul Rudd is good as the straight man, but this is all about Tim Robinson. I haven't laughed this hard and this often at a comedy movie in at least 6 months, maybe a year. Hurry Up Tomorrow, co-written and directed by Trey Edward Schultz. It's the green room of a huge concert hall. The Weeknd, played by himself, Toronto musician Abel Tesfaye, is a superstar in the midst of an exhausting world tour. He depends on his mellifluous voice to perform the songs his fans come to see, but he's tense tonight, and his throat is contracting. He's upset with a voicemail from a woman he knows who resents his selfish and cold behavior. Now, he's plagued with self-doubt, and he doesn't feel up to performing. But his ever-present manager, played by Barry Keoghan, convinces him, through a combination of confidence-building words, plus copious drugs and alcohol, that he owes it to his fans. But once he's on stage, his voice fails him in the middle of a song, and he runs off in disgrace. Backstage, he collides with a superfan who somehow got past bouncers and security. Anima, played by Jenna Ortega, offers lots of words of love and comfort. They end up spending an enchanted day together, far from his source of stress. But the next morning brings unanticipated and perilous consequences. Can The Weeknd return to his tour as if that day never happened. Hurry Up Tomorrow is a complex but deeply flawed look at one day in the life of a singer on his world tour. The story is told at least four times through elliptical separate points of view. Anima sees herself as the Weeknd's soulmate who only she can understand, but she's portrayed by the neutral camera as a deranged, sadistic arsonist determined to erase her past problems by burning them down, literally. Ortega is allowed to run wild here, and she's fantastic. Kyogen, as his manager, sees himself as his best bud, almost his brother, maybe his soulmate, the only one who can save the Weeknd from self-destruction. There are countless shots in his head of him gazing longingly into his eyes. Neutral camera, a sleazy mercenary drug dealer. Then there's the star himself. His mind drifts into hallucinatory depictions from deep in his psyche, conveying paranoia, claustrophobia, and childlike helplessness. Neutral camera, a self-obsessed narcissist. So watching with all these different points of view floating around, it's hard to tell what's real and what's fantasy. Are the frequent tear-filled eyes actual, or are we looking at one of their imaginations? Okay, I've seen director Trey Edward Schultz's previous features, like It Comes at Night and Waves, both excellent movies. The guy's highly skilled. But this one seems more muddy, with less of an identifiable narrative. It's just not quite there. And it starts with a shockingly inappropriate music video. Tacked onto the beginning. Why? Why? On the other hand, the references to Stephen King movies like The Shining and Misery are much more interesting. So I'm glad I watched Hurry Up Tomorrow, but I wish it were a bit better. The Old Woman with a Knife, co-written and directed by Min Kyu Dong. It's winter in Seoul in the 60s or 70s. A starving young woman, barefoot and dressed in rags, is desperately searching for food in the drifting snow like the little match girl. A kindly couple save her life by inviting her into their tiny diner for a meal. And later they take her on as a dishwasher in exchange for room and board. But her relatively stable new life is shattered one night when she's cornered by an American GI in the cafe's kitchen. She manages to fight off his sexual advances until he turns super violent and starts to choke her to death with his bare hand. So in this desperation, she grabs a nearby knife and stabs him, and he dies. This is witnessed by a man who works there named Ryu, played by Kim Woo-yo, who invites her to join a secret organization that specializes in, quote, pest control. That's their euphemism for the murderers, rapists, and torturers, the scum of the earth, whom they are hired to kill. 50 years later, and she's still at it. Now known as Hornclaw, played by Lee Hyeong, she's the hitman with the best reputation in the business. No one suspects an unassuming old woman, so she can get away from any murder scene without anyone knowing she was there. But terribly, she's starting to show compassion, a total taboo in this business, for a stray dog she finds. Her doctor, at the same time, is telling her to slow down, and her boss wants her to retire. Hornclaw, retire? Never! But things really start to go bad when a brash young newcomer walks in. Bullfight, played by Kim Sung-cho, doesn't know the codes, doesn't know the rules. He just plays it by ear. He's violent, He's fearless and he'll stop at nothing to get her out of the way. Can he usurp her seat on the throne? And what grudge does he hold against his rival? The Old Woman with the Knife is an action thriller with an elderly woman as the protagonist. That's very unusual. And if you think this is another Murder, She Wrote with little handguns and stilettos, you couldn't be further from the truth. This woman is tough as Helen Mirren and can take down and slice up a room full of thugs single-handedly. And since it's a Korean movie, a Korean action movie, you can be sure there's a melodramatic subplot and at least one character whose motivation is revenge. No spoilers. Altogether, it's something definitely worth seeing. I like this movie a lot. Friendship, Lady with a Knife, and Hurry Up Tomorrow all open in Toronto this weekend. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies Eat, Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.